And now, Toni Morrison's groundbreaking novel, Beloved, published in 1987.
Inspired by a true story, Beloved is a profound and disturbing novel set in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1873. Its protagonist is Seth, a former slave, a mother and a murderer, who now lives alone with her 18-year-old daughter, Denver. Seth's terrible secret is that she deliberately killed her firstborn while trying to escape from a cruel slave owner. Each of Beloved's three parts begins with a quote about Seth and Denver's home, 124 Bluestone Road, which is haunted by the malevolent spirit of Seth's dead daughter. Part 1 begins with, 124 was spiteful, full of a baby's venom. While Seth is now a free woman, she is imprisoned by her traumatic memories. She pictures the past as if it were a physical presence. Denver appears to encounter her mother's past too, even though she did not experience it.
If you go there, you who was never there, if you go there and stand in the place where it was, it will happen again. It will be there waiting for you. Even though it's all over, over and done with, it's going to always be there waiting for you.
One day, Paul D. arrives at their house. He was enslaved in the same place as Seth and her family. The spirit does not like his presence and makes the house shake. When that does not dissuade him, it physically manifests itself as a young woman called Beloved. This was the word carved into the tombstone of Seth's dead child. Part 2 of the book begins with, 124 was loud. Paul D. has left Seth's house after discovering Seth's crime. A local man called Stamp Paid, another former slave, can hear the supernatural noises around the house very loudly. He considers the ways in which slavery dehumanizes everyone who comes into contact with it, including the white slave owners.
White people believe that whatever the manners, under every dark skin was a jungle. Swift, unnavigable waters, swinging, screaming baboons, sleeping snakes, red gums, ready for their sweet white blood. But it wasn't the jungle blacks brought with them to this place. It was the jungle white folks planted in them. And it grew. It spread. Until it invaded the whites who had made it. The screaming baboon lived under their own white skin. The red gums were their own.
By this time, Beloved has become an increasingly powerful force. The spirit is described as being like the collective black and angry dead. Part 3 begins with, 124 was quiet. Seth appears to have lost her mind and can only care for Beloved, who is increasingly demanding. Denver looks for help in the black community around them. They now sympathize with Seth as they all share her experiences in some way.
When they caught up with each other, all 30, and arrived at 124, the first thing they saw was not Denver sitting on the steps, but themselves.
The community gather for an exorcism. Seth relives the horror of past events, until Beloved finally vanishes. Paul D. returns. Stamp Paid has confessed to him that he himself almost killed his own wife, out of humiliation after she was repeatedly raped by their slave owner's son.
I looked at the back of her neck. She had a real small neck. I decided to break it. You know, like a twig, just snap it. I've been low, but that was as low as I ever got.
Stamp's confession exposes the brutality and indignity of slavery. In Beloved, there is constant tension between a need to exorcise a painful past and the desire to move on, a tension that remains to this day. The novel met with immediate acclaim. It won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1988. And in 1993, Morrison received the Nobel Prize in Literature. Beloved became a film in 1998, directed by Jonathan Demme, with Oprah Winfrey playing Seth.